Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line for you. As we kick off hour number one, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Enjoy those. They're on us. That is freetalklive.com. Last night, we started the show out with some bad news. I think it was about a federal court decision that had to do with your freedoms and the freedoms of people around the world who are in the care of the United States federal government. The federal court, I think it was a district court of D.C., essentially ruled on a 2-1 vote that the U.S. government can detain these people in Guantanamo Bay and other at other locations mm-hmm. around the world for an indefinite period of time. They have no right to a trial, no need for any sort of courtroom antics or defense attorneys or anything like that. It essentially upheld the Military Commissions Act of 2006 and gave old President Bush a pat on the back for his efforts to subjugate freedom here in the United States and abroad. And so that's what happened last night. And sometimes we get critiqued for not talking about what goes on in the world often enough here on Free Talk Live. And, of course, there's a reason for that. We live in America. So, of course, the show's going to be more focused on issues that are based in America. But to be fair, we've certainly talked about Australia. We've talked about the United Kingdom.
India.
We've talked about a variety of other places.
Yeah, lots of other places.
But I don't think we've ever talked about the Philippines on this show. And so since we're talking terror, Wayne, you've got a story that relates.
Yes, great news, isn't it? The Philippines passes anti-terror bill.
Oh, boy.
The Philippine legislators have voted in
favor. Has there been a lot of terrorism in the Philippines?
Not in this century.
I haven't heard of anything.
No, but the Philippine legislators have voted in favor of a strict anti-terror bill backed by the United States government, of course, according to the BBC and Reuters. Philippine President Gloria Arroyo is expected to sign the bill into law. The bill, known as the Human Security Act, gives the government several new powers. Under the anti-terror bill, police and other security agents will be able to detain people without a warrant for 3 days.
Oh, boy.
Anyone convicted of a terrorist activity could be imprisoned for up to 40 years.
Now, detaining people for 3 days, that's something that I think is already going on in the United Kingdom. I believe they already have that ability, if not for a longer period than 3 days.
Well, they have to protect the Queen.
And so now they're bringing that to the Philippines. Do we have that here in America yet? Can they do that here? And they probably can. I guess if they label you an unlawful enemy combatant, they can detain you indefinitely. They can detain you for as long as they would like.
And they can just charge you with disorderly conduct if they don't feel like,
they need a charge, yeah.
Oh, man, don't throw any more snowballs at the federal building.
I don't know. They're going to be doing something different this year. I think Don Quixote is going to be paying the IRS a visit here in Keene.
They're going to be tilting on the federal building?
They're going to be tilting at the federal building.
Well, I sincerely hope everyone's okay after that. I don't think a federal building's going anywhere after you run it with a big stick and a horse.
Anyway, so let's continue the story, Wayne. So 3-day detentions with no reason whatsoever, and then 40 years possibly in prison for a terrorist charge if found guilty?
If you're convicted. Now, we don't know what kind of court that'll be, whether it'll be a kangaroo private court or a jury of your peers, but we do know that right now authorities will also be able to monitor and access bank accounts in search of money laundering or terrorist activity.
You mean they haven't been able to do this in the Philippines up until now?
Evidently not.
Huh. Sounds like the bastion of freedom until today.
Compared to here.
Yeah, they've been monitoring bank accounts here in the United States for a long time.
They probably have there, too. They just were doing it unofficially.
Maybe so.
But U.S. officials are reportedly pleased with the new measures. However, critics argue that the law gives the Philippine government draconian powers that will be used to violate human rights.
Can you imagine that? The governments of the world violating human rights?
Oh, they wouldn't do that. They're trying to protect us.
This is a Security Act. Come on. 800-259-9231. Not that anyone's in favor of what the Philippines is doing, but we'll throw out the numbers anyway. Are there more details?
That's it right now. And that's from freemarketnews.com.
Oh, like those guys over at Free Market News. I hope that hope they get a little bit more popular over time, and maybe they can get into the competitive arena with some of the big boys.
I agree.
The big players in the news business. So there you go. The Philippines, increasing security, so-called. Which, of course, we all know, we should know by now, that just because government claims to be making things more secure doesn't actually mean that's the case. Just because they come out with a new national ID card doesn't mean you're any safer than you were the day before. It just means that they have more control over you. See, control, government control does not equal safety.
Not at
all. I don't know why people feel like it does. Maybe it's because of all the uniforms and the badges and the, you know, the official looking behavior and the authority that these people exude. Maybe that's what makes people feel safe, but do you really actually think the government's going to keep you safe? I mean, when we've given example after example of government just either dropping the ball as far as actually trying to keep people safe, or just doing laughably stupid things in the name of public safety, like the whole Boston hubbub from a few weeks ago, the beginning of this month, with the, you remember the story, Wayne? Actually, you've been off for a couple weeks, so I don't know if you've had a chance to comment on it, but where they had the flashing signs up in Boston, and the Boston authorities freaked out and shut down whole sections of the city and made a big deal out of it and spent $750,000 taxpayer dollars to figure out what these essentially light bright boards were.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like the media brainwashing machine is working.
What do you mean?
Well, it's making people afraid of terrorism, of anything that looks suspicious. And sometimes that can be useful if you're vigilant on your own in your own community. But I think people are starting to get a little too paranoid and give in to the government saying we'll protect you. And as you've mentioned here many times in the show, in the 20th century, governments killed over 120 million of their own people.
Yep. All different governments.
Yeah, the biggest predators in the world are usually governments, because there's a small percentage of human beings who are basically Machiavellian predators. And when you have positions of power, government, when it gets really big, the power gets concentrated, and those people gravitate to those positions,
mm-hmm.
and then they run roughshod over humanity.
They sure do, and it's happened time and time again. Why it is we still hold on to this fantasy that government can save us, government can protect us, government is our friend, I just don't understand. With all of history behind us to look at and to examine and to see, socialism doesn't work, didn't work here, fascism, nope, that didn't work either. I mean, why is it that we keep trying the same things over and over again? Why is it that the American people and the people of the world haven't figured this out yet? Is it just because of the mass ignorance that the government school system instills in people? The media is working together as well? I mean, I feel like there's a conflagration of factors here.
Well, I don't think that fascism and socialism are necessarily really intended to help people. I think they're scams. And they're just scams packaged up in new packaging every 20 or 30 years.
I didn't suggest they were trying to help anybody.
Well,
but
yeah.
People believe that.
Yes,
people
that's
believe
part of its
that.
Con.
The people who are into socialism today believe that, well, they've tried socialism with dictators before. We should try socialism with me in charge, and I won't be a dictator. I mean, it's like they just don't get it.
Well,
they don't get it that centralization is the problem. And it's not that things were configured in just the wrong way and they can do it right. It's centralization that's the issue.
You know, socialism is a fun little mental game for those that consider themselves to be smarter than the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to some extent, libertarianism is too, but it's the winning formula. It works. It's a political system that's going to work, as opposed to socialism, which is constantly going to fail. But
libertarianism isn't a political system. It's just a philosophy of living.
Fine. And the point that I'm trying to make is that most humans, through most time, have lived under essentially the strong man system.
Yes.
You know, humans seem to be rank oriented and oriented to live under fascism.
They want to be dominated.
They seem to be.
Some do.
Sort of like dogs and packs and alpha and omega and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I grew up in a home where my mom had on the refrigerator, a few wise little quotes, and one of them was, humans want to be told what to do, if only to have something to be rebel against.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of interesting.
But when you watch dogs in the pack, I've got a few dogs, and they one of them always establishes himself or herself as the dominant one.
They do.
And they bite the other ones on the ear. I don't want my ear bitten by government, or I'm going to bite back.
Well, that's just it. There are a certain chunk of people who will bite back, but it seems like 98% of them or 99% of them just roll over.
Yeah,
like
I don't want to either.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Are you someone who thinks that government can actually keep you safe? We'd love to hear from you. Your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features, they're totally free. That does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial up version as well, both on the site at freetalklive.com. So do enjoy those. They're on us. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February 2007 meaning this weekend, New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, the executive director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered, though time is running short. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum, presuming there are some spaces available, and I'm sure there'll be a handful, though I'm told that registrations have been very good for this event, which makes me feel like there's probably going to be another one of these next year in case you can't make it this year. But if you can make it and you don't get registered by the actual event, I believe they can take, I believe I read that they can take credit cards and checks on site. So, cash, of course,
I can't
as well.
Imagine they wouldn't be able to.
Right. So,
sorry, you can't come in. We will not take your money.
They will be able to process you if you are truly a procrastinator and you just show up at the front door. I don't know if the price will go up at all. I'm not sure about that. But nonetheless, we hope to see you this weekend at the Liberty Forum. 1-800-259-9231, talking about government and whether or not it can keep you safe. And, of course, government can't really do anything that it attempts to do very well. Yeah, I know. It can get a road built here and there, and it builds the schools from time to time, but it doesn't do a very good job with the roads, and it doesn't do a very good job with the schools. In fact, it just doesn't do a very good job at anything except, as you mentioned last segment, Wayne, killing millions of people. It's pretty darn good about that.
Well, we put a man on the moon, but that was in 1969.
And only because we were competing with the Russians.
Yes. But
so there was a factor of competition there.
Right, but what has NASA really done in the last 20 years? Since the space shuttle went up...
Well, they've blown up a few shuttles.
Yeah.
Killed some people. And rained parts all over Texas in the South.
And then that private company put up that space shuttle for a fraction of the price.
Yeah, for a few million bucks.
Yeah.
So the space debacle is something else. But what I wanted to touch on was one of the things that people hold up to when you ask the question, well, what does government do right? Or what's your favorite government program? Or what is it that government's good at? Some people in the past on this show have pointed to the Veterans Administration. They've claimed that, oh, the VA, they provide the best quality care. The VA is so wonderful.
They've never been to a veterans hospital then.
Well, this is just what people have claimed.
Okay.
Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. Maybe they haven't. Maybe they did happen to get good care. I don't know. But from all the veterans I've spoken with, it's lousy.
Me too, so I second that.
But in fact, not only is it lousy, but I've spoken with some veterans who have suggested that their VA doctor has been trying to kill them.
It sounds a little paranoid, but at the same time, what's he motivated to do?
He's motivated to reduce his caseload.
He is. I mean, he's going to get paid the same thing one way or the other. He doesn't get paid per patient like a normal doctor does. So, well, he's incentivized to kill them.
So we've heard people claim that the VA is wonderful. We've heard people claim that we really take great care of the United States veterans, and they just have this awestruck demeanor when it comes to, and rose-colored glasses on, if you will, when it comes to the VA. They don't want to believe that it's a perfect example of socialist health care. Waiting lists. Just delays. Bureaucratic paperwork.
Rationing.
There you go, rationing. And in fact, now, the Bush administration is coming out and admitting that the VA stinks. According to Reuters, the Bush administration said on Tuesday, problems in the treatment of wounded U.S. war veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan need to be fixed after reports that many face neglect in the Army's medical system. Democrats controlling Congress demanded a thorough investigation and promised legislation after a Washington Post series exposed deteriorating conditions for hundreds of outpatients at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, the premier U.S. military hospital. I mean, if you're going to have dismal conditions, have them in some S-hole of a hospital somewhere in the corner of the country, not the premier hospital, the one that everyone goes to learn about the VA and spend time there and tour. No, it's deteriorating conditions, according to the Washington Post article, and so now the government's running around acting as though they can do something about this, acting as though, let's just pass some legislation and that'll solve the problem. They need more money, don't they, Wayne?
That's right.
More funding.
That's right, because they keep poisoning servicemen overseas with depleted uranium and all these excess vaccinations.
And Agent Orange?
And all the other crap that they've exposed them to over the last 50 years. just imagine if they didn't poison them when they were overseas, how many fewer doctors they would need.
The controversy poses a public relations problem for President George Bush, who has spoken often of America's debt to military personnel wounded in the wars, visited the hospital's wards, and honored military amputees at White House functions. The White House has irked the new Democratic majority in Congress by suggesting that they would be hurting American troops if they made any effort to cut off funds for the Iraq War, which faces growing public opposition. The White House expressed concern of conditions for veterans after reports that many suffering physical and psychological problems lived in shoddy housing on or near the sprawling complex and faced long battles with Army bureaucracy. You know, now they're fighting the bureaucracy after they've just finished fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, they're not going to win that either.
White House spokes bureaucrat Tony Snow told reporters, quote, "I can tell you that we believe they deserve better. Of course, there's outrage that men and women who've been fighting have not received the outpatient care." Well, that, you know, that should make you feel better. I mean,
yep,
if you've
there's
got
been
a
outrage.
Yep, you've got a leg that's been chopped off. You can't get any sort of medical attention. You're languishing in, as they describe it, some sort of ward. Some sort of place, but it's just lousy, just a lousy place to live. You're just barely eking by in existence. And the politicians are outraged. That's supposed to make you feel better.
They're not outraged, they're grandstanding.
That's exactly what they're doing. He says, "We need to make sure that whatever problems there are get fixed," he added. But Snow declined to say what actions would be taken, referring inquiries to the Pentagon.
Hey, I've got a new name for him. Tony Snow the Ho.
Tony Pass the Buck Snow. And this is what all bureaucrats do. This is what all bureaucrats do. Whenever the heat gets turned up a little bit, it's, oh, you know what, that's not my responsibility. Call this other bureaucracy and they'll help you out. And then you call the other bureaucracy and they say, no, sorry, we can't help you with that. Here's a number you can call. Have you ever done this? Have you ever run the loop of bureaucracies trying to find someone who will actually answer a question?
Until it's I have crazy. To buy a new phone. Because I usually throw my phone out the window.
Yeah. You know, what you generally get is either you get the disconnected, your phone call doesn't go through somehow when you're being transferred. You leave a message that's never returned.
Yep.
You're lucky when you spend 2 hours on the phone and finally get somebody who says, "I don't know." normally what happens is you spend 15 minutes finding the right person with whom to leave a message and they never get back to you.
Pentagon spokesbureaucrat Brian Whitman says the Defense Department was committed to the best possible care for wounded troops, and that its senior leadership had discussed some of the problems detailed in the Post stories. And there's more of this behavior on the part of government, some of these the placating words on their part. 800-259-9231. They're great at talking, but actually doing something, being effective, that's a whole other story. Why people continue to trust these guys, I don't understand. 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet 8 line. Do you have a VA horror story? Would love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That's the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all completely free. That includes updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it today at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. Or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066.
So there was a Washington Post story, I guess, or this week or recently, that essentially outed the VA, Veterans Administration, Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, the premier U.S. military hospital, for deteriorating conditions for hundreds of their outpatients. And so the story broke, and of course, White House damage control meeting and inevitably happened after that, where they said, oh no, they figured out that the VA's crap again. You know what we need to do? Hold a press conference and tell them we'll fix everything. And that'll fool all of the Americans. That'll get them to shut up.
Mildred, they said they're going to fix it now.
Yeah, well, how many times have they said they're going to fix it? How many times has the VA been exposed for being a lousy, socialist, centrally controlled organization that's trying to kill some of its patients in some cases? How many times does it have to happen? Same thing with schools, government schools. How many times do we have to be told that kids are graduating illiterate, that test scores are down, that kids they can barely even read these days,
enough money for schools. The kids have to eat lunch on the floor.
Right. Oh, then they tell us they're going to fix it. Oh, they're going to fix it every election. It's, well,
But the teachers consistently get paid more than private school teachers do.
They do.
Why? Because they're not worth it. Because they're bureaucrats.
The administrators get paid a lot more.
The best part is they get the summers off. I want that job, too.
Well, I suspect the private school teachers do, too.
800-259-9231. Are you tired of this? Have you figured it out yet? Government doesn't work. They can't get things done efficiently. And whenever they try to do something, people end up getting hurt. And in
That's
this
right.
case, it's the veterans that are getting hurt. Now, Tony Snow says they're going to fix it. He says, I can tell you we believe they deserve better. Isn't that nice? They believe it. Hey, that counts for something.
You know, I think when we all go to work, we want to create value mm-hmm. in our lives. We want to create something, produce something. And
but we're all not bureaucrats.
That's right. We've chosen to do to produce and to create value the way we have.
Well, it's when they start producing value is the problem, though. When bureaucrats... you know, get out there and do something. When politicians get out and do something, that's when we really get screwed.
That's not value, though.
It's not value.
Where, I feel like you were going somewhere with that, Wayne.
Well, what I mean by that is when you produce things, you create wealth.
That's correct.
When you
a service or a product.
Yes. When you provide a service on the government dole, most of the time you're not really producing something. You might be producing a service for the government, but it could probably be done a lot more efficiently in the private sector. And even if you walk out in the woods and you cut a down tree, let's say, and you make a piece of furniture, you've just created wealth. You just created something out of nothing.
You've taken a natural resource, combined it with your brain and your abilities, and created something new, something that wasn't there before.
That's right. We have to really sit down. I think we've got to think about how we're going to rebuild the real economy in this country, because until we do that, we're going down. I can hear the drain.
I don't know if we really have to think too hard about how. I think what we have to do is figure out how to get the government the heck out of the economy, and then the economy will just handle itself, as the marketplace does so wonderfully.
You're right.
But a little bit more information about this Pentagon situation after Tony Snow was finished blathering about how, well, we really care. Just wanted to let Americans know we care about the veterans. We believe that they need to be helped, and I'm telling you, we're going to do something about it. Just don't pay much attention to us. We promise we're doing something. After he said that, he referred inquiries to the Pentagon because he declined to say what actions would actually be taken. Pentagon spokesbureaucrats said the Defense Department's committed to the best possible care for wounded troops and that its senior leadership had discussed some of the problems detailed in the Post story. So they're committed to the best possible care. Well, what's taken so long, guys? How long's the VA been around for? It's been a while, a few decades at least, right? I mean, it wasn't the best care then, it's not the best care now, but they're committed to it. They're going to get there one of these days. Just send them more millions of dollars. That'll take care of it.
The right administrator in the right private hospital would have things turned around inside of a couple few months.
He said the Pentagon's top doctor was very concerned about such problems at a flagship hospital like Walter Reed. He was considering looking at other Army medical facilities as well. Well, you know, we're concerned and we're considering looking at other facilities. We might not actually do anything, but hey, this is our press release. We just wanted to let you all know that we're considering doing something. Two Democratic senators from Maryland and Washington wrote the Defense Secretary Robert Gates urging a high-level investigation of deplorable living conditions at Walter Reed, where presidents, lawmakers, and soldiers have been treated since 1909. So, Democrats are really taking a strong position here. After all, these other guys who are the bureaucrats have said they are concerned and they're going to consider looking into it. They say we should investigate.
Yep, gotta investigate.
We need a blue ribbon panel. We need a blue ribbon panel to be formed, a task force, a blue ribbon task force that'll be formed. We need to fund it with several million dollars because, you know, costs
billion,
millions.
Billion. It's got to be billion.
Well, maybe half a billion. It takes a lot of money to do research, you know. I mean, these bureaucrats, we've got to pay them well. We've got to give them pensions. We got to investigate the situation so we can figure out exactly what's wrong, even though the Washington Post has already written the expose. But we've got to investigate it for ourselves, and that might take 5 years. But we promise you, something's going to happen out of this, veterans.
You know,
stick with us.
It's so obvious that the government shouldn't be running a hospital. I mean, who wants to be treated in a government hospital?
Apparently, everybody calling for universal health care.
That's free. That's why they go there.
I've seen government housing. I don't want to go to a government hospital. Thank you very much. But, you know, even if we gave the veterans, some kind of insurance like Medicaid or something like that, it would just clog up our medical system. It would make it that much worse because there'd be that many more government funds. But I think that it would probably be a better way to handle the situation.
Better by degrees, but the healthcare system's messed up bad, and that's because
of government funding.
Because the government is involved in over 50% of the money that's changing hands there. You wonder why you get lousy service at your local hospital. It's because they don't care half as much. Literally. Half their funding is coming from the government, if not more than half. The last time I read that statistic was in the 90s. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. They say two other Democrats, Barack Obama and Claire McCaskill, said they would introduce legislation to improve the quality of care and require more frequent inspections of active-duty military hospitals.
Quote, good inspections.
Oh, care. Inspections.
Right, and of course the inspections will be announced, so that way they can clean everything up and make it look like something's actually not.
But they're still on the same side. The inspector's still working for the same people that for whom he's inspecting. It just, you know.
Right, Internal Affairs hasn't done much to out all the corruption of the police departments. I doubt the inspections are going to go very far in keeping people healthy.
Yeah, as long as there's this no poop on the walls.
Right.
It's not third-party inspection.
Well, Julia works at a local restaurant here in Keene, and she said that when the health inspector came in, he was looking at the ceiling. He came in, looked at the ceiling, acted like he was doing something, and then left.
Was he lying on the floor?
No, he's just looking up, just walking around with a clipboard, looking up at the ceiling.
Wow.
It's really important to be checking the ceiling in a restaurant. I'm not a health inspector. I don't presume to know what their job would be like, but if it were me, I might check the kitchen. Look around for some
bathrooms.
Rat poop or something like that. I don't know. Obama said, quote, caring for our returning heroes is one of the things we can still get right about this war, and that's why the deterioration of the conditions at Walter Reed is both appalling and unacceptable. Why? I mean, is he acting surprised, or do these people really believe that the government can handle these things?
I think they do. I think that people do believe that the government can handle things. I mean, why else would the government be in charge of this and people not be going, oh my God, what a terrible idea?
Well, they're men with guns.
That's right.
But they've taken charge. They've seized charge.
But I think that people do believe that the government's the highest authority, so therefore it should be in charge of things like this.
Therefore, it must be able to do things effectively. It's an incredible delusion. I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. If you've got a VA health story or whatever's on your mind, this is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, though we do ask that you vote for the show in return for getting access to the site for free. In fact, many of you have voted this month. We are continuing. We've cracked the record several days ago. In fact, we're now over 1,500 votes this month, which is tremendous. Just as a matter of a few months ago, we were getting 700 to 800 votes per month. And now we've cracked 1,500. That's good news. And it's also good news that I checked earlier today, we were still number one, but only by 18 votes. So it's still a close call, and we still need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it in the month of February. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. Email won't be sold. It will not be spammed. It's just a way of verifying that you are indeed a real person, that sort of thing. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com. And again, if you've already done it this month, thank you for that. Ask a few friends. Just ask them nicely if they'll go to vote.freetalklive.com as well, because it makes a big difference for us. Us being number one, the number one podcast in the world, it helps because more people will see the show, more people will then listen to the show, and then hopefully come across the message of freedom and liberty, like it, and that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
All right. 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the VA. I want to go to the phones, to the amplifier line. It's Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Those darn Potter kids are nipping at your heels again.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great.
What's on your mind tonight, Brian?
Well, you were talking about the VA and government health and et cetera.
Yes.
I was just reading an article in Wired this month about how there's some kind of a super bacteria that's coming back inside of wounds from soldiers, you know, coming in from Iraq through Germany and then back to U.S. hospitals.
Whoa.
And it's this stuff's kind of scary, you know. We're developing these super duper bugs because people don't finish their antibiotic treatments.
Can you explain that? I know you actually sent in an article that you wrote for LouRockwell.com, and I thought it was excellent. I had it in my prep stack, but since I've got you here, when you say that people aren't finishing their antibiotic regimens and that's causing a problem, can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, you know, my kids have, you know, had ear infections or, you know, eye infections or something like that. You take them down to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, yeah, you need amoxicillin or, you know, penicillin or some other kind of fillin that's supposed to kill these guys, mm-hmm. and you got to take it for 7 days. It says right on the bottle, do not stop. You know, take it for 7 days. Well, what happens is, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 days into the process of, you know, the kid's looking better, he's feeling better, and then every day after that, the only time he gets sick is when you give him the pill. And so you don't give him the pill anymore. I did because I know what the dangers of that are. But if you don't give him the pill, then it's only the weaker bacteria that will be killed by the pill, and the stronger ones will hang around. And so if you don't finish the treatment, all you're doing is creating more dangerous animals, bacteria.
That also, by the way, happens with antibacterial soap, too.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that the power of LouRockwell.com, I published that article on there, and I got all kinds of responses back from people who loved it, you know, they were thinking about that. But then I got responses back from doctors and nurses and drug people saying, well, you don't know the difference between an antibiotic and an antibacterial and a disinfectant. And, you know, that wasn't my point of the article, if you want to see the article. But but there is some concern about antibacterial. There is a drug, I can't think of what the chemical is, that is in these antibacterial soaps, you know, that you have on your kitchen sink and all the washes and everything. And studies have shown that those things do the same thing you said, Wayne, is they create these stronger bugs, even though they're not actually antibiotics.
So wait a minute. Let me see if I follow what you're saying here. When it says, for instance, it kills 99.9% of the germs, you're saying that 0.1% that it can't kill is the strongest, the most advanced, the most developed, the most immune of all of those particular germs or little beasties that are there on that surface or in your mouth or wherever it is that you're cleaning or washing. And so, therefore, you're actually contributing to the further existence of those?
And this is what I understand. See, I'm a computer jockey, and I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
But I'm getting these messages back from people that, yes, for antibiotics, it's a biological reaction where the antibiotic actually goes out and, you know, kills the bad guys, and the strongest survive unless you kill them entirely.
Okay.
For disinfectants, like, for instance, Purell.
That's the hand sanitizer.
Right. The last line of my Lou Rockwell article was just say no to Purell, because I was comparing the war on drugs with the war on antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
But Purell is not an antibiotic. It's alcohol. And so it kills 99.99% of germs on contact. That's what Johnson & Johnson says.
Right.
So the 0.001 that survive, those are the lucky ones, you know, that didn't get hit by the alcohol, not necessarily the strongest ones. It's the antibiotics.
Yes.
That are the biggest danger.
Yeah, the antibacterial soap, as I understand it, my wife's an operating room nurse, so she's kind of a freak about this stuff, is that the antibacterial soaps have been proven now not to be any more effective than regular soap, but they do. The antibacterial soaps can create superbacteria.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're putting people at risk with no upside.
Well,
right.
Now wait, isn't the upside that you're killing 99.9% of the germs? This is what I don't understand. I mean, it almost sounds like you're saying don't clean. That's not what you're saying,
no,
is it?
No, it's the way you clean it and the method that you clean that's important. And it seems like the chemicals they use in antibacterial soaps, the way they kill the germs is really the problem here, from what I understand.
So, Brian,
yes.
you're saying that using Purell, it's a bad idea?
Actually, Purell is not, as long as it's used consistently and completely. Just like normal soap and warm water will kill 99.99% of germs on contact.
That's
okay.
Right.
You know, that's the key, and it won't take those 0.01 percent of germs and make them stronger. It'll just, you know, it'll just be the ones that are just lucky enough to survive.
Now, why wouldn't it make those other, if it's killing, essentially the soaps are killing the same critters, then why isn't it making, I mean, the soap is making superbugs too, because it's killing 99.44% of the bugs, and then only leaving the superbugs, right?
Well, you know, this is what people have been writing, commenting to me about the article, is that there's still a lot of debate there, and there's a lot of money involved, and so you can't trust any kind of studies that come out.
Hmm. Yeah, but when the money's involved, you really can't.
Exactly.
I just don't like the Purell.
I
was going to say, I don't like that stuff, you know, the alcohol-based stuff, just because it dries out my hands.
Hmm.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, well, they fixed that. They've added aloe and other stuff. But somebody wrote me and said that I missed an important part of the article, which is probably more important than the antibacterial soap. And that is the fact that farmers, commercial farmers, pump up their livestock, their cows and, you know, chickens and everything, with antibiotics, just because it's easier to not have to worry about infections in their you know, expensive animals.
And that's bad
because
that stuff
gets into us.
And that's bad because it'll create these super bugs, and those are more difficult to fight against.
Yeah.
Well, that's when it gets to us. We take the antibiotics. Now, every time you have a chicken wing or, you know, a piece of steak, you get those antibiotics. And
really?
So you're constantly killing off not just the bad bacteria, but also the good bacteria. And so you have diarrhea and other things, you know. But also you're creating this breeding ground for the really nasty bugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good.
You know, I'm now experiencing what most of America feels about politics because I'm shutting down on this subject. I say to myself, I don't understand well enough the science behind it, so I'm just not going to concern myself with it at all because I'm certainly not going to stop washing my hands. I'm certainly not going to stop eating steak. So therefore, I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, well, what do you do?
Yeah, what do I do? What do I do? So I can't do anything, so
what do you do,
I'll just
right?
do nothing.
Go back to basics.
Well, that's a good question. The point of my article wasn't about, you know, the scare of antibiotics. It was that the drug war is upside down. You know, the government spends all this time and energy busting innocent people, trying to so-called keep us all safe, but while at the same time encouraging the use of widespread antibiotics in farming and, mm-hmm. and, you know, cleaning up your kitchen counter.
That's right.
I see. So, but you're not actually suggesting that we take drug war money and shift it over to mandating that people stop using the antibiotics in their cows and that sort of thing? You're not suggesting that, right?
I'm not suggesting that. The issue is, if everybody does this, it puts everybody at risk. So if there was a drug war, and that's a big if, the government should be spending time dealing with the things that imperil millions or billions of people, and not, you know, busting every pot smoker out.
I've got news. They are looking out for you, Brian. In fact, out of Chicago, they finally confiscated the very first foie gras bust. So they're really looking after you as far as the animals and food and the eating and that sort of thing. They're preventing people from eating foie gras. It's a step in the right direction, right?
You know, it's because they gave the geese some antibiotics, that's why.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I'm not being serious. I don't think that's a good idea, but it has happened. The very first foie gras bust. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. What's foie gras, you ask? Well, we'll explain.
Most people talk live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.